How can a part of me be real, but not another part? But how one child is real, and another all this stuff, but how one part of me is real, but isn't real, but I am.
And the present hasn't
grow up, eternity. Why should I always have to be something but what I am? And a part of me is real, but not another part. What's that capacity? So, we should think of yourself something else instead of social. What about genetic codes?
And the present hasn't been written.
What's that capacity? Our mind consists of beliefs and not given to us by our parents and social codes and what a society that we live in.
Split.
Someone says we are the future we are.
The future can be read from the past.
Someone says we're not what we think we are. Our only trouble is that we're identified with our mind and part of ourselves and our real being.
Where too much is never enough. Too much is never too much.
Someone says, why is he going so far to say that? But we need the audience inside the door. Just leave the love.
Any time, less is more.
And I'm more certain than ever that everything is absolutely everything. Convolution and inanity of what he said is breathtaking.
There is always hope for the future. There is always hope.
Watch the YouTube video where an animated Alan Watts elaborates the solution to the problem of life.
There is always hope for the future.
Any more candidates.